Though the report provides a basic outline of the findings and a brief explanation of what will come next, many questions are still unanswered. Bill Spindle is the Vice Chancellor of Administration at UAA.
You won't see money funding reductions in here because, first of all, we don't think that's the right place. This report is mainly about alignment, and we mainly did this exercise to better align all our programs and functions with our overall mission.
Alignment is determined largely by the data collection and analysis done by two faculty task forces, which took a deeper look at both academic and support aspects of the university. The findings place support functions and academic programs into rank 1, which means it's a priority for enhancement, through rank 5, which calls for further review and potentially elimination. But Spindle says just because something is ranked in category 5 doesn't mean it's doomed, but a closer look is needed to bring it into alignment.
Somebody has to be in the bottom. Now, we looked at everybody in the bottom, though, because we need to make sure we're all, and there's a lot, there's alignment issues that we needed to work on, and we've identified those. We have the pretty well under control what we're going to do, and in some cases, it's already been done.
Though this report focuses more on realignment and reorganization than sweeping cuts, Diane Hirschberg, who is a professor of education policy and the president of the Faculty Senate at UAA, says faculty are still uneasy as state funding declines.
The administration is being very cautious and trying to let people know that they're trying, you know, that they're going to put into place a process for budget cutting that is not going to lop off essential limbs, but I think faculty are going to be very, very nervous until we see what this really looks like.
Ultimately, there will be cuts, but at this point, it's unclear what exactly those cuts will entail. In a letter sent from UAA Chancellor Tom Case, he says revenue projections have fallen as much as $30 million over the next 3 to 5 years, and the savings from prioritization won't make up that difference. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.